This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 60 degrees here on this Friday morning. A man is dead following a crash in South Central Wichita. Thursday afternoon, this was at Harry and Wichita Streets. The accident involved a car and a motorcycle. 27-year-old man died. His name has not been released. Over 500,000 Kansans are expected to travel this holiday weekend. That's 3% more than last year. AAA predicts that 86% will drive. Last year, AAA worked 1,600 calls for assistance in Kansas over the Memorial Day weekend. President Trump has received his first update from his Make America Healthy Again Commission.
An initial report from the MAHA Commission finds teenage depression rates doubled between 2009 and 2019. Childhood cancer spiked 40% since 1975, and one in five children is now considered obese. President Trump told the panel his administration will develop strategies to combat chronic illness in children.
I want this group to do what they have to do. We have to spell it out. In some cases, it won't be nice or won't be pretty, but we have to do it.
The commission is led by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has been accused by some medical professionals of misrepresenting data and undermining research. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Memorial Day weekend may be damp, but it will not likely be a complete washout.
Isolated severe storms are possible Friday and Saturday across Kansas. Forecasters say that while most of the storms Friday through the weekend will not be as strong as those this past weekend, a few might turn severe, with large hail, high winds, and maybe even a stray tornado. The main impact on Friday will likely be across the eastern portion of the state, with isolated rain showers through western Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Despite recent rainfall, Cheney Reservoir remains about 8 feet below normal. The latest drought monitor shows moderate drought conditions. Most boat ramps at the lake remain dry, while the lake itself is only about 2 feet deep. And that's something boating club member Edwin Knox says is too shallow for most boats.
When you can't sail, you go canoeing.
Owners of the marina remain optimistic about the summer season, but caution, there is a chance they may be forced to shut down due to the drought conditions. Driving for a Memorial Day weekend getaway? Well, what kind of gasoline prices can you expect?
AAA says about 39.5 million people will be traveling by car this weekend, which runs from Thursday to Sunday. Usually gas prices go way up this time of year because of increased demand for travel and refineries switching over to more expensive summer gas blends. But this year, gas prices are less volatile since OPEC and other oil-producing countries have bolstered production of crude. More crude means lower gas prices. AAA says the national average for a gallon of gas right now is about $3.20. Last year, it was roughly 40 cents higher. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And AAA Kansas says the average gas price in Kansas is $2.89 a gallon. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. The historic Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita is closed now for renovation. Executive Director Stacy Olden tells KNSS News the theater opened in 1922.
We are scheduled to be shut down for about a year, with construction, give or take. So at this point, we're looking to reopen at some time, probably mid to late summer next year.
What's the price tag going to be?
$10 million is where we're at for, and what we're looking at is just doing a full interior restoration. That's our goal.
Olden says fundraisers have brought in $9.1 million already. Stacy Olden is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. A 24-year-old Venezuelan in the country illegally has been arrested for pretending to be a high school student in Ohio. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
ICE lodged a detainer on Anthony Emmanuel Labrador Sierra to ensure he is removed from the community. Federal authorities say he's a grown man who posed as a student at Perrysburg High School in Ohio. Authorities said the 24-year-old illegal alien pretended to be 16 years old and even competed on the school's swim and soccer teams. DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs said, quote, "It is disturbing that a grown man would impersonate a teenager and infiltrate the lives of underage girls and boys to fool them into doing God knows what."
The suspect is charged with felony forgery and allegedly obtained a driver's license, social security number, and temporary protective status. Penn State trustees vote to close 7 branch campuses.
Declining enrollment, that's the reason for the decision to close 7 of 19 branch campuses. It came on a 25-8 vote. Combined, the 7 campuses enroll only 3,000 students. That's less than 4% of the total Penn State student population. Students enrolled at the closing campuses will be given the opportunity to complete their degrees at Penn State. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Thousands of chicks that survived 3 days abandoned in a postal truck have been adopted.
Baby chicks, turkeys, and quails have been overwhelming the First State Animal Center in Delaware for about 2 weeks. They were part of a 12,000 bird shipment that was unattended in a truck at a mail distribution center. Many died after being trapped without food or water, but about 5,000 survived. The hatchery that sent them couldn't take them back due to biosecurity concerns. And the shelter has a no-kill policy, so they couldn't allow anyone to adopt the birds who might use them for meat. So the community stepped up, adopting all the birds. Some people took them hoping they'll lay eggs. Others took them in as pets. Joel Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
All right, this morning the traffic conditions are looking good here in the Wichita area. Once again, we got some areas where it might have just a little bit of dampness out there, but not really seeing it on the traffic cameras out there. So I assume that things are okay at the moment. Now, we do have a stalled out vehicle eastbound Kellogg, pretty close to I-135, just east of there, and something on the turnpike right now. And it's, this is on the turnpike, and it is right around that K-15 exit area by Spirit Aero Systems, pretty close to that. They don't say that it's an accident. They report it as an incident in traffic, but you might see a slowdown there on the turnpike right around K-15. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
A chance of showers and thunderstorms going to last through the day. One or two of those storms could be strong to severe, so we'll also need to make sure that we're being weather aware. Slightly cooler, high of 71 degrees with a breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy skies, too. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron Williams.
And now we have a few clouds, an east wind at 3 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, 6:11, as I said, and this is the 23rd day of May.
Had a sunny, breezy day across South Central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 78 degrees. Normal high, 80. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hi there.
You know, it was on this day 240 years ago, 1785, Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter describing his newest invention, which I am wearing right now on my nose.
The stove.
This was 240 years ago. He invented bifocals.
Ah.
Ben said it would now be unnecessary for people to carry two pairs of spectacles.
Pretty good idea.
That guy was something else, wasn't he? And that technology really hasn't changed.
No, but still.
In 240 years. Bifocals. Sure glad I got mine.
Sure helps sometimes.
It does, doesn't it?
Yep.
Governor Laura Kelly, in accordance with Executive Order Number 2030, Thursday directed that flags throughout the state of Kansas will be flown at half staff from sunup until noon on Monday, this coming Monday, the 26th, in recognition of Memorial Day. No big controversy there. You do it every year. Yeah, for certain holidays. All right. We're talking about the Memorial Day weekend has started. I mean, I saw some signs of it last night. Shelley and I and our daughter and a couple of grandsons went out to dine out. I'm not going to say which restaurant it was, but they were busy as heck on a Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't expect it. A lot of families in there. And I told Nolan, my grandson, it's got to be the weekend started, the big Memorial Day weekend. There's going to be people going to be out going crazy. But you heard the forecast. It's rain in the forecast, which is going to do. I've got some seedling grass. Of course, my wife's flowers are going to be very useful. But then again, by the time I get that mower in there, if I don't go this afternoon, by the time I get that mower in there, it's going to be high as an elephant's eye, as they sing in Oklahoma. Man, it's almost out of control. So
now I just read a story online. Are you going to talk about this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's called, what's it called? No Grow or something like
No
that?
No Mow May.
No Mow May. Yeah, I've got that coming up here. Isn't that strange?
Okay, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it in a few minutes here. All right. It's a trend, I guess, going around. We've had it in Riverside for years.
Yeah, it's called Lazy People.
Lazy and Too Cheap.
Yeah. but now they have a name for it to make it cool.
So it's going to be A-OK. And if you say anything to it, you're discriminating against the No Mo people. There you go. All right. we start the vacation season for most folks. You know, but going on a vacation can be expensive. Everybody knows that. The average cost coming in at more than $7,000 this year.
Not cheap to travel.
Not for me. I'm not spending that much. This year, this travel spending has about a third of Americans who traveled expecting to go into debt for their getaways, according to Bankrate. An article published by Bankrate this week said the average cost for a vacation this year is $7,249, citing travel insurance marketplace Squaremouth. Compared to 2024, the cost is up by 24%. Well, everybody's looking for an excuse to jack up prices right now, but yeah. I was just thinking about that. And the vacations that we went on, of course, we can economize. And you had six kids, and we had six kids in our family. I don't know if you ever traveled when you went on vacation, if you went very far. But there were ways to save a little money along the way. Like,
yeah, you don't have to.
Mom is stopping at a loaf of bread.
Stay at the Waldorf Astoria when you're traveling with your family.
Stopping at a loaf of bread and some bologna.
Exactly.
Go to the park and there you are. I remember doing that exact thing. We'll talk more about this later because I get on the subject. I won't get off of traveling on vacation. But I remember it was 13, I think. We took a trip that went from Wichita down south to Brownsville, Texas.
Well, that's a haul.
All through New Orleans to Kissimmee, Florida.
What the?
And back up to Philadelphia. And in each place we had...
To Philadelphia?
Yeah, and then back home again.
Oh, my.
We had people that we knew, my parents knew, that we could stay there.
All right.
I don't think we stayed in a motel one day.
Wow.
And that was a long
trip,
Parker.
That is a long haul.
Yeah, but one of the things I remember is...
No air conditioning in the car, right?
No.
Right.
I think it was Mississippi. We were at a park, or a little park, but a little right by the highway there. Just a little roadside thing, and I looked across there, and there was a man over there on the hill plowing with a mule.
Yeah.
I was man. And there was parts of Mississippi that were, shall I say
and
it?
You're like,
yikes.
You don't see that.
I said, Dad, what is that, a mule?
Yeah, it is. That?
All right. Let's talk about traveling. If we hear the Steve and Ted this morning, we got, among other things, we got a lot to talk about. Let's find out about sports already. 6:17. Steve and Ted in the morning with Ted Woodward on sports, of course, this morning.
Yeah, we'll start out with college baseball. The Big 12 Conference Tournament down in Arlington, Texas. This is a single elimination tournament, so you have to keep winning to advance. Quarterfinals last night. 21st-ranked Kansas taking on Oklahoma State. Jayhawks were down 6-2 at the seventh inning stretch, but rallied and won it. Scored a run in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Pokes 7-6. As KU wins again. Here's Kansas head coach Dan Fitzgerald.
That's a really good team, and I'm incredibly proud of the way that our guys competed and continue to just believe, and a special night.
KU wins it 7-6. The Jayhawks are now 43-14 on the season. They have won 9 straight games away from Lawrence.
Wow.
Yeah. As they just keep rolling right along into the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament this evening, 21st-ranked Kansas against 24th-ranked TCU. In the regular season, TCU swept the Jayhawks in Fort Worth back in mid-April. So we'll see what happens tonight as the Horned Frogs and the Jayhawks go at it. Semifinals of the Big 12 tournament down in Arlington, Texas. All right, after a day off, the Kansas City Royals are back at it for the Memorial Day weekend. The start out in Minnesota for a division matchup against the Twins. Both teams are tied for second place in the division. 7 o'clock tonight, 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday, all those games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And then on Monday, on Memorial Day afternoon at 3 o'clock, a home game for the Royals, hosting the Cincinnati Reds in interleague play at Kauffman Stadium. So there you go. The Royals have won 3 of their last 4 games. College men's tennis in the NCAA tournament. We are into the Final Four in Orlando, and Washburn is still going. The Ichabods will take on Texas Tyler at 8 o'clock this morning in the Final Four. Neither of these schools have ever been to the Final Four in men's tennis. Boy, the Washburn men's tennis, the Ichabods are good. They have won 12 in a row. They are 22-3, and now they're just 2 wins away from a national championship.
Well, good for them.
About that? Yeah, it's good stuff. I'll tell you, though, about a team that is not doing well, and that is our Major League Baseball neighbor to the west, Colorado Rockies.
The Colorado Rockies are off to a brutal start. The Phillies defeated the Rockies 2-0 on Thursday to sweep the 4-game series, dropping Colorado to 8-42. It's the worst 50-game start in Major League Baseball's modern era, and the Rockies are on pace to lose 136 games this season. That would pass the 1899 Cleveland Spiders for the most losses by an MLB team, just 1 year after the White Sox set the modern era record, losing 121 times. Colorado has now been shut out 8 times this season, and they have committed 45 errors through 50 games, the most by a team since the 2019 Seattle Mariners. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Ouch. Might be just a really crummy baseball team.
Colorado Rockies are absolutely terrible. Yeah. All right. So that's
drawing big crowds out there.
Sure, the people in Denver are really pleased. Yeah. Looking ahead to Memorial Day on Monday, that is the day for high school girls soccer quarterfinals all over the state of Kansas.
Really?
So we'll see the final 8 going at it in Class 6A. Mays at 13-5, hosting Lawrence Free State on Monday. And then in Class 5A, in the quarterfinals for girls soccer on Memorial Day evening, 6 o'clock, you've got Cape and Mount Carmel visiting Goddard Eisenhower. Goddard Eisenhower is undefeated, 18-0. And in the other 5A side of the bracket, you've got Bishop Carroll hosting Mays South on Monday night. Bishop Carroll girls are undefeated at 18-0.
I did not know that.
So, we've got a couple of undefeated girls soccer teams right here in our area, trying to advance to the Final Four. Now, those games will be on Memorial Day on Monday. And let's check in Minor League Baseball with former Wichita State Shocker Luke Ritter. He is in AAA with the New York Mets. He was on base 3 times last night. Ritter's got a .338 on base percentage this season. Former Shocker Luke Ritter in AAA with the Mets. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. Located in Northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What do you really need for workout clothes?
Okay.
I know you've been wondering about that.
Oh, all the time.
Plus, we've got traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Tad Woodward, 6:30 on this Friday morning, and 60 degrees. A pedestrian suffered critical injuries late last night in West Wichita. The accident was reported at Central and Elder, a side street just east of Central and Interstate 235. Again, that's a pedestrian motor vehicle accident.
The search continues for a missing Overland Park woman. Jerry McConnell's car was found in Cowley County. Sheriff David Folletti says they teamed up with McConnell's family to search 15,000 acres of ranch land.
This area is very, very rural. It's kind of some rough country. It's got some waterways in it. It's just taking some time to try to locate Jerry McConnell. She's 81 years old, and she's been missing since late Thursday.
Search dogs, drones, and boats also used in the search.
The Trump administration has released the results of its Make America Healthy Again commission that set out to find the root causes of childhood disease. Fox's Alexandria Hoff at the White House reports.
I'm honored to present you the MAHA report.
The 68-page report notes that more than 40% of U.S. children now have at least one chronic health condition and highlights four key areas it feels is driving up rates of conditions like obesity, diabetes, autoimmune, and behavioral disorders. At the top of that list, poor diet, also the aggregation of environmental chemicals, lack of physical activity and chronic stress, plus the over-medicalization of children. Heavy consumption of additive-rich food called ultra-processed received the highest criticism.
The reports also criticize vaccination for children and pesticides in farming.
A jury in New York has convicted a woman charged with sneaking onto a flight at John F. Kennedy Airport last year.
At first, Russian national Svetlana Dali couldn't get past TSA agents after she failed to present a boarding pass. But then Dali snuck into a special security lane for Delta airline employees, managing to get screened and patted down. She eventually blended in with a group of ticketed passengers and made her way onto a plane bound for Paris. Dali hid in the restroom for several hours, but was discovered by the flight crew and detained at the airport. Authorities say 2 days before, Dali had tried to board a flight at Bradley Airport near Hartford, Connecticut, but failed. No sentencing date was set after her conviction Thursday. In New York, I'm Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Weight loss drugs may help cut some cancer risks.
Researchers from New York University have been looking at records for 170,000 patients, and they say it looks like there's a slightly lower risk of obesity-related cancers in American adults with diabetes when they took drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound. They say after 4 years, those who took the GLP-1 drugs had a 7% lower risk of developing an obesity-related cancer than those who took other drugs. However, the GLP-1 drugs had more of an impact on cutting the risk of cancer for women than in men. More than a dozen cancers are associated with obesity. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The historic Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita is closed for renovation. Executive Director Stacy Olden tells KNSS News the theater opened in 1922. She says the project's going to cost about $10 million.
Number one is historical significance. We want to maintain everything in the theater, highlight as if you were walking in 1922, kind of that grand feeling. And then, of course, customer patron experience as well as performer experience with technology, with acoustics, lighting, having the best stage technology that we can.
Stacy Olden is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8. On KNSS. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
A chance of showers and thunderstorms is going to last through the day. One or two of those storms could be strong to severe, so we'll also need to make sure that we're being weather aware. Slightly cooler, high of 71 degrees with a breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy skies, too. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And a few clouds right now. 60 degrees. We have an east wind at 3 miles per hour at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, this is Friday, May 23rd, and it was on this date 91 years ago, 1934. Bank robbers Bonnie and Clyde were shot to death by Texas and Louisiana state troopers near Gibbsland, Louisiana. Clyde Barrow was shot 27 times. Bonnie Parker was shot 50 times. Now, don't work up too much sympathy for these two. They killed 13 people during their 27-month bank-robbing spree. Of course, the Bonnie and Clyde movie came out when I was in high school, and it pretty much glamorized these two, you know.
Definitely yeah. did.
I mean, they did not look anything like the real Bonnie and Clyde. Anyway, it was a movie. It was a movie. But the real stuff, that final scene, though, they shot it pretty accurately, I think. With the death car and all.
That death car is still
somewhere.
Displayed
it's
somewhere.
Displayed somewhere.
Yeah.
Pretty gruesome.
Yep.
Very gruesome
definitely.
Stuff.
Definitely.
But like I said, they
were bad
they
people.
Killed people in cold blood. And in those days in the 30s, they were after them. Whether it was them, Pretty Boy Floyd, or what was the guy's name that got that killed outside the theater up there in Chicago? You know what I'm talking about. But anyway. I've done some reading on that era and those people, and it was quite a time. You know, times were tough. People were poor.
Yep.
Folks got desperate, and they went out with guns and just started robbing folks because they wanted to survive. And some of them were pretty nasty people. All right, here you go, Ted. Here's the story.
Okay.
No Mo May encourages homeowners to stash the lawnmower each spring and let the flowers and grass grow for pollinators and water retention. And if your neighbor's lawn already looks like a wildflower field most of the time, it could be more intentional than necessary than passerby might assume. Movement has extended to Let It Bloom June and the fall version Leave the Leaves. Conservation and horticulture groups say year-round low mowing while selectively leaving native plants to grow can save huge amounts of drinking water and lead to tasty, lasting and impactful ecological changes. Okay, so we don't water our grass at all, so it doesn't save us. I'm with you. We were talking earlier. I just like an excuse not to mow your grass.
So instead of people not mowing, now they've come up with cute names for not taking care of your lawn.
No Mow May.
No Mow May. Let It Bloom
Let
June.
Let It Bloom June.
Leave the Leaves.
Well, I don't rake leaves anymore. I think... You don't do that.
No.
And I used to be pretty conscientious about it.
There are a billion oak trees in my neighborhood. I was like, I can't keep up with this.
I've still got leaves that I need to rake in the backyard.
Yeah.
And I know, really, they're not offending me, so and nobody can see them, so who cares? Yeah, I don't do the leaves anymore. Okay. All right, quick story. Had a light came out of the dashboard of my Honda yesterday, and it said I had something wrong with my tires.
Okay.
After a little exploration, I found out there was a nail in my tire.
Oh, you.
I went to Carl's Goodyear downtown and saw our good friend, Joe DeBrava.
Mm-hmm.
And he fixed it. Not him, but one of his people fixed it.
Good.
Aired it up, and away we go.
That helps.
Yeah. And now here this morning, I find out that the light came back on. So either we didn't put enough air in it, or I hope that's all it is.
Figure that out. Oh. Yeah, hopefully.
Little tiny, wasn't even an inch long nail. At any rate, Joe was there. Joe and I had a nice conversation. That's the long and short of it. All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that our good friend Tom Leffler is back from the feed yards.
Oh, yeah, back.
Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted, and I am back. Thursday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle broke out to the upside as most contracts had 5 or 6 session highs. Now, they still are well below the record highs that were made last Wednesday. Now, cash cattle trade has also developed in our feed yards. Yesterday, it was mostly at steady money to maybe a little higher in the north. Now, this afternoon is a cattle on feed report, and the lean hogs yesterday traded and closed two-sided. On the close yesterday, August live cattle, $1.85 higher at $210.50. August feeders, $3.35 higher at $299.77. And July lean hogs down 47 cents at $102.05. Now, yesterday, the wheat futures closed negative, while the corn and the soybeans closed positive. It's worth noting that new crop wheat export sales are off to their best start of the past 11 years. Soybean meal export sales yesterday were a 15-year high. Markets today close at their regular time, but the grains reopen Monday evening at 7 and livestock Tuesday morning at 8:30. due to the Memorial Day holiday. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat down 2 3/4 at 5.37 1/4. July corn up 1/4 penny at 4.63 1/4. July soybeans down 0.5 penny at 10.67. July crude oil 13 cents higher at $61.33. June gold up $30.80 at $3,326. June S&P 14 points lower at 5,843. June dollar index 66 cents lower at $99.18. And June Dow Jones futures 97 points lower at 41,828. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, how long have you been doing your reports with us here on KNSS?
Let's see. I've kind of forgot, but I think we're somewhere around 20 years, if I remember
pretty close
right.
To 20. And we're trying to think. I don't remember you missing more than once or twice in the whole time that you've done it. And yesterday you had a special engagement. You went to tell us what you were doing yesterday, Tom.
Well, I went to a feed yard meeting at Arapahoe, Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
That's up by McCook, Nebraska, if that helps anybody.
Not much. Is that out to the west part?
Yeah, it's in the western part of Nebraska.
Where's it from? Grand Island?
Oh, it's quite a little bit west of that.
Oh, okay. How about Sioux Feathers?
I never heard of that.
I haven't either. I made that up.
You thought maybe you'd catch me lying.
You've been for a pretty good road trip, or did you fly up there in your private jet?
No, it was booked at the time, so we had to drive.
Did you have a good day up there?
I had a great day. We had a great time there at the meeting. Got to meet a lot of new people. Got to meet people I know. Had a fantastic prime rib supper that night. Lot of good information came out of this meeting. This outfit that has this feed yard, they've got several locations. They've got a total of 400,000 head capacity.
Mm. That's a lot of head.
Yes. And I was able to even turn my trip into a little bit of a family reunion. I got a sister that lives up at North Platte. So she met us over at McCook that evening, and we got to see each other and
talk
a little bit. Don't get to see her too often.
Good. Combined business with some families. That's always good to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yes, and I had my co-pilot, Patty, with me the whole time.
Yeah. Well, great. So if you ever ride up in Sioux Feathers, Nebraska, let me know, okay?
I will definitely send you a postcard from there.
Man, I tell you, Tom Loeffler and prime ribs, somebody had a lot of McCookin' to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what, they were good.
That's been a while since I had a real good prime rib, so I kind of envy you there. Maybe next, if you go next year, maybe you could take Ted and me along with you, and we could entertain them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would take you guys along if you guys charter the private jet and makes it a lot quicker trip.
No problem.
Okay.
Oh, we got listeners here. They'd call us every day saying, hey, want to use a plane? Hey, right?
Oh, there's the first for everything.
Yes, there is. Hey, Tom, be good. We'll check with you Tuesday next week, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. See you then. It's 6:43 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Mm-hmm. Different types of retirees.
Aha.
That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 6:48 here on this Friday morning. Three big things. 27-year-old man dies after a motorcycle collides with a car in South Wichita.
2.
More than 500,000 Kansans expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend.
1.
President Trump receives his first report from the Make America Healthy Again Commission. Looks at causes for chronic illnesses. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've had a traffic accident. You'll want to avoid this area if you can. Southbound I-135, it's at First Street. They've actually got a lane closed there, and the backup is starting to form. Again, southbound I-135 at First Street. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain today and a high of 72 degrees. Then it increases to a 70% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 58. Saturday, 80% chance for rain, high Tomorrow, 69 degrees. For Sunday, 50% chance, 68 degrees. And looking ahead to Monday, Memorial Day, 30% chance for rain on Monday with a high of 63. Now, a few clouds, 60 degrees, an east wind at 3 miles per hour at Wichita's weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Lawyers defending the man accused of murdering four Idaho college students are asking for a trial delay.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Attorneys for Brian Koberger, who's been accused of killing four University of Idaho students, are asking that his long-awaited trial be delayed. The court filing claims a recent NBC Dateline special has caused prejudice towards Koberger and that his legal team now needs additional time to prepare. The defense also believes that moving forward could infringe on Koberger's constitutional rights. In the May 9th Dateline episode, new information was presented, including surveillance video from a nearby house. It showed a car similar to Koberger's that was in the area of the King Road house several times before the four students were killed. The attorneys argue the episode will taint the jury pool. Koberger's capital murder trial is set to begin August 11th. The 30-year-old is accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in November of 2022 at an off-campus home in Moscow, Idaho. He was arrested the following month after a nearly seven-week investigation. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
What happened on Wall Street Thursday?
A choppy trading session with stocks losing steam heading into the closing bell and ending mixed as President Trump's tax cut plan clears the House. Tech stocks gained while healthcare lagged and crypto-related stocks, including crypto exchange Coinbase Global, advanced as the price of Bitcoin continues to surge to a fresh record of over $111,000. Shares of Nike rose 2% following news that the sports apparel giant would resume selling on Amazon. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, IBM, and Home Depot. The Dow down a point, the Nasdaq higher by 53, S&P 500 down 3. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Different types of retirees. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. I'm dying to hear which one you are.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, as you know, there is no typical retiree, nor a standard approach to creating a satisfactory lifestyle in retirement. 65 million baby boomers are on track to retire, and they're all different. Factors muddling the path to retirement are health, net worth, debt, marital status, and gender. Planning, or lack thereof, may be responsible for the several categories of retirees. The Employee Benefit Research Institute, EBRI, has cataloged each group according to them. First of all, there are average retirees. They're generally married, low levels of financial assets, that's $100,000 or less, annual income between $50,000 and $100,000, and they are generally in good health. They generally have access to a pension and Social Security that will play major roles in their retirement. On a retirement satisfaction scale, 7.8 of 10. They are quite satisfied. They don't have oodles of money, but they're fine. Affluent retirees have $320,000 on average or more. Retirement income exceeds $100,000. Most are mortgage-free homeowners. They have saved more than they will need in retirement, and they have several income streams in retirement. They are the most satisfied of all groups. There are then comfortable retirees, have intermediate levels of assets, $99,000 to $320,000 put away. A third have a mortgage, most married with college degrees. They have credit cards and auto loan debt. They believe that they can live on $3,000 a month or less and that they will be able to maintain their lifestyle at that level. Then there's struggling retirees, generally have less than $99,000 in savings and generally make less than $40,000 a year. Just one in five have no debt. They expect Social Security to provide the bulk of their retirement income. They believe that they will have a reduced lifestyle in retirement. Retirement life satisfaction rates were the lowest for this group. And then there are the just getting by retirees. Almost half of this group owned their own homes. About half report having no debt or easily manageable debt. Most are from non-coupled households. About half believes that they've saved enough for retirement, and Social Security will be their major but not only source of income. The majority spend less than $2,000 a month, and most goes towards housing. On average, they are more satisfied in retirement than the struggling retirees. Where do you fit in? Would planning help? Well, I'm going to answer that. Yes, it would. Anyway, if you have some questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I guess it's like anything else. If you've spent your whole life not spending any money and not having any money, retirement's not going to be that much different.
Exactly. Exactly. Unless you just become a maniac and you see this big old wad of money sitting there that you've been saving. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You're going to go out and buy yourself.
But I like what you've said this many times. That is, you're sitting there and you're now in your 80s, say, and you have no debt, and you've got to pile money stock, and you want to give it to your kids? Heck with that.
Spend it.
Find something to spend it on.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, so many people, like my grandfather was a prime example. He died with a lot of money. Eighth grade education, took a family of five through the Depression. He was just used to saving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't get him to buy himself a new TV.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And finally, we bought him one, and he got mad at us.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand
you,
it. You've
if,
got
if Ted ever offers to buy me a TV, I'm going to let him do it.
You're going to let him do it.
Yeah. So duly noted.
You know, I was in that big Wally World store the other day.
Yeah.
I saw like an 80-inch TV.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
$279.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Did it have one of these little stands with a speaker on it, like in the old drive-in?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, man, that was so
a lot
cheap,
of TV
man.
There.
Yeah, it's a lot of TV.
Yes, you could take your movie and screen it up there, and you could see yourself life-size. It'd be like looking in a mirror.
It's a lot easier and a lot cheaper just for me to look in the mirror, you know, which I try to avoid at all. I hate getting a haircut because you have to look at yourself for like 20 minutes while they're cutting your hair, you know.
Well, I don't look at myself.
Yours, well, plus I've, yours only takes about 20 seconds.
It takes about 20 seconds and it's a short nap, you know. All right. Hey, 3 days.
3 days.
See you back here on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. If I came in on Monday, you wouldn't
come
be
on
here.
In on Monday if you want to, but I won't be here.
I may just get on the air by myself and just do money trackers all morning long.
There you go.
All right. Good. Well, I'll see you on Tuesday
all right.
then.
Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted this morning. Make America Healthy Again Commission reports. And the Memorial Day weekend has begun. Steve and Ted in the morning here on
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
NSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.